Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 15 of Colossians chapter 1. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
When most people hear the word church, they think of a building, but that's not the biblical definition. It isn't merely a meeting place for social interaction, scriptural instruction, and service projects. Rather, the church is composed of all those who have been redeemed by Christ. He is the head of the church, and believers are called his body. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it." He was referring to the entire body of Christ, which is composed of all believers worldwide from every generation. The church began on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came and filled Jesus' followers, and it will continue until the rapture of the church, when believers in Christ will be caught up to meet him in the sky. Until then, our job as Christ's body is to follow our head. We're not the ones in charge. He is. The Lord builds his church, but he uses those of us who are believers to make disciples, baptizing and teaching them to obey all his commands. We don't come up with our own plans. We simply follow his.